It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. Val Vista Lakes in Gilbert, Arizona is one of those planned suburban communities that has everything. Parks, lakes, schools, churches, a tennis club, a community pool and hot tub, and, of course, people complaining about the Homeowners Association because there isn't an HOA in America that isn't subject to complaints. But in this case, the HOA is fighting back with threats to fine residents up to $250 a day and revocation of pool and hot tub rights for posting criticism of the board on social media, primarily a Facebook group of residents. The HOA had its attorneys send out threatening letters warning residents to delete disparaging, speculative, or defaming comments or comments that in any way negatively impact specific individuals in the association or on the board. That's not how it's supposed to work in America, is it? But we're seeing more of this, like the businesses that require users to sign a non-disparagement agreement if they want a refund so they don't post about their experiences on Yelp. Would you agree to that? Is any of this even enforceable? But HOAs always seem to be little league dictatorships because, well, who else would want the hassle of being on an HOA? It's hard work. You get nothing but complaints. You have to be in it for the power, as little power as it is. The people who run for the HOA board are people who want to exercise power over their neighbors. That's mostly it. And that's why everyone else hates them. No wonder this one thinks it's a good idea to threaten and fine their enemies. It's just how HOAs roll. Fight the power and reconvene here tomorrow. Until then, that's enough.